Our guest at the cafe this morning is Paul Voss, the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. Paul, good morning.
Morning, John Mark. How are you this morning?
Yes, sir. Just grand. Well, you're telling me about something that the Chamber has going. You're raffling a car as a fundraiser? Is that right?
We are. We started at the car show 2 weeks ago. Metter Auto Group out here at the edge of town sells Fords and Jeep and Dodge and Chrysler and Ram, and I don't know what all they sell, but they sell a bunch of stuff. And Charlie Gray, the manager of the Metter Auto Group, has graciously given the Chamber a 2012 Malibu, and we got the deluxe package on it, four doors. It's got wood trim, cold air conditioning. It's a used car, but he just gave it to us for a fundraiser to use at the car show. And so that was the first day we brought it out, and it's a beautiful little car, candy apple red. If anybody wants to look at it, it's over at Fix and Feed on the Esplanade up by Fix and Feed. And we're selling – he's going to let us get the profits off of it. And it's $25 a ticket. We're only going to sell 300 tickets. So there's pretty good odds on if you want a nice little car, either second car or first car, it's a nice little car.
As these things go.
Right, as these things go, right. And the tickets are $25 a piece or five for 100. And they actually sell tickets right there at Fix and Feed. We also have them at the Chamber. And we're going to be starting this week. We're moving around town to some other locations so everybody can get a chance to look at it. So it's a real cool deal for the Chamber. And we sure appreciate Metter Auto Group giving us that card so we can have another fundraiser. Thank you.
When do you expect to have the drawing?
We're going to have it on our July the 4th. And that's a good segue into our July the 4th. It's going to be on July the 2nd on Saturday at Eddie Moore Park. And we've got three great bands. We've got the Out of Hand Band is playing. Brad Davis is playing.
What would we do without Brad?
Boy, no kidding. I mean, I'm telling you what, that guy, he's amazing, isn't he?
He is.
And he plays with a band in Sulphur Springs, and I can't think of the name of that band, but they're really good. And the Cross Trails Cowboy Church Band is going to be there as well. And we're going to have the finals for giving away that car that night. And of course, KETR is coming, and we're going to do sing along and play along to the fireworks. So it's going to be a great event.
So that is Saturday evening, July 2nd.
Yep.
The 4th of July.
Right, and it starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay, great. We're talking with Paul Voss, the Commerce Chamber of Commerce manager. Now, of course, we have an interim president coming to Texas A&M University Commerce,
right.
Dr. Ray Keck.
Right.
And there's an event coming up to welcome him to Commerce.
Right. On the 16th, we're at Benny Keith. We're going to have a welcome Ray Keck to Commerce from the Big Six in Commerce.
And explain the Big Six.
Well, I don't know for the Big Six, but, you know, the Big Six is it's not an organization. We meet everybody, the city, the Chamber of Commerce, the school district, Hunt Regional Healthcare, and CEDC, the Economic Development Corporation. And we all meet to let everybody know what each entity is doing, and we meet once a quarter. And Ned Muse and I were talking the other day, and we think that that would be a great opportunity for the city to welcome Ray to our town. Mm-hmm. And just say hello. This is who we are, and he may be an interim, but at the same time, we sure do want to make him welcome in Commerce.
And he's coming from Texas A&M at Laredo.
At Laredo,
is that right?
Right.
Well, we have also a new mayor in Commerce, as everyone knows, Wyman Williams. We had Wyman in here a while back, and he was talking about promoting the idea of spending your dollars in Commerce, not just people that live in Commerce, but faculty who come in from other cities. 5 days a week, students, everyone.
That's right. Well, we want to let everybody know that we've got some world-class places for people to eat in Commerce now. We also have a great hotel with the Magnuson Hotel. We've got just a lot of things to offer, and a lot of businesses are coming to town. And not just downtown, the Commerce as a blanket, as a city.
You said you've been getting a lot of calls. There's been a lot of activity within
Absolutely.
The Chamber.
People are looking, and I see more of it downtown than I do out in the shopping centers. But at the same time, there's a lot of people showing interest in Commerce right now that have not shown before. And we're really excited about it. We've got I told you the last time we talked, Adventures in Printing is moving to downtown. Marie Humphreys is moving her business down there. She does does custom t-shirts and print and silk screen and embroidery, and she does a great job. She's moving. We've got a couple others that I don't, that I'm not at liberty to say right now, but it's really looking good for Commerce, Texas, and Wyman and Becky and Jean Lockhart and Becky Thompson coming in as on our city council is going to be a great thing for Commerce, Texas.
Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you, John Mark.
Paul Voss, the Commerce Chamber of Commerce manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.